God, for these moments and times with one another, for the privilege to come together and to worship God freely. Amen. I know you've probably heard about the woman, I believe that's in Sudan, who's a Christian. She's with child, she's pregnant, and because she won't renounce Christianity, she's been sentenced to death. And thank God that we're at a place where we don't have to feel those types of persecution, where there is a real testing of the faith, but that we're able to thank God and praise the Lord freely. And since we can, we might as well do so. Amen. We might as well let our hair down and give him some praise for all that he's been for us, to us, through us, for us. What he's done to us for our benefit. That we can cry out loud that Jesus is Lord. And he is my Lord and Savior. Amen. Because everyone doesn't have that same type of luxury and freedom. Sometimes we take for granted those things that seem like should come to us, but for others, there are things that they wish they had. And so we lift up our thoughts and prayers to those around the world, our brothers and sisters that are still fighting the good fight. I want to share with you today, out of the book of 1 Peter, I want to look at 1 Peter chapter 1, looking at verses 22 through 25, and then I want to look at 2 Peter and look at verses 1 through 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, and then 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And God's words read in this fashion: having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly with a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower fails, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. So put away all malice and all deceit, all hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. If we are to continue to grow and grow in the Lord, we have to be hip. Let's have home training, been institutionally ethical, and then be productive. Last Sunday, I preached on the need for home training, for home training starts at home. Amen. And we must be responsible for making sure that our children are raised up in a way that's pleasing to God. But today I want to talk about the necessity to be institutionally ethical. That means there must be a standard. Everything just doesn't go. As disciples of Christ, by any means necessary cannot be our credo, but rather we live by every word that falls out of the mouth of God. We live by the testimony of "not my will, but thine will be done." Our proclamation is that Jesus is Lord, and one day God will demand that either out of conviction or through coercion, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess indeed that he is Lord. And I'm not talking about some individualized faith that has been hyper-personalized to meet the unique carnal appetite, but a faith that follows the model of Christ to think more highly of ourselves think more highly of others than we do ourselves. There must be a standard for our faith community. Even the gas station has standards. No shoes, no shirt, no service. The movie theater has standards. Please turn your cell phones off during the movie. Every sporting team in the nation has a standard. If you don't practice, you don't play. You have standards in your relationships, even though it seems that those standards and expectations seem to change the older you get. You still have some definite do's and don'ts, from you gotta have a car, a job, and not live with your mama, to you just need some teeth and can clothe yourself. You have some standards. But when it comes to the church, that standard doesn't originate from us, and it doesn't just apply to the church, but it comes down to us from the Lord and His expectations on how we should live today.